Her name is Dua Lipa. She's on Planet 105.1. Welcome in. It's Lucas and Lorraine in the morning. Don't forget, today is tax day. Because of COVID-19, it got pushed back from April 15th to May 15th to June 15th to July 15th. Today is July 15th. So today, taxes are due. My wife was stressing the last 3 days because she waited on it. She does our taxes with this other tax person, and they're like, we waited till the last minute, but now she got it done. It's relief. You know, when you have pressure in life about doing something, and then once you do it, there's a lot of relief going on. So anyways, happy
Keep
tax
talking.
Day. I'm just
Keep
trying to
talking.
I'm trying to help you, Lorraine.
You're not helping me.
Okay, so let's get on with the show. Today, right now, at this time, present time, I got word that there are more people listening to Planet 105.1 right now than in the history of Planet 105.1. There's more people listening right now at this second than any other time Planet 105 has had listeners listen.
I know. My friends who never listen to me, they're actually listening.
Yeah.
Amy. Hi, Shantae.
Yeah.
Thanks.
There's your fans. See, pretend like you're talking to your friends when you do your stand-up routine. So here's what happens.
I currently have no friends, okay?
Everybody, you're upset. You're mad at everybody.
I'm mad at everybody right now.
Okay, listen. Monday morning at 9 o'clock, Lorraine and I do something called the Monday Flip, where every Monday we flip a quarter to see if we have to do something that's going to be outside of our turn.
Can you stop? Because you're taking part of my routine.
Oh, I was just explaining what happened.
Can you just back off?
Sure. You ready to roll?
No.
Okay.
I'm ready to throw up.
Okay, so Lorraine, the quarter said Lorraine's got to do 3 minutes of stand-up comedy. So this is where we're at in part of the show. I'm going to be quiet now. Then the next thing you'll hear from me is either this, or you'll be hearing this. So I don't. You said not to introduce you or anything. So what do you want to do? You just want to just jump in?
I don't know. I want to die. That's what I want to do.
All right. Our comedian today is Lorraine Nelson. She has never really done stand-up, so give her a nice, warm welcome.
Okay, here we go. Good morning, everyone. My name's Lorraine. I'm here this morning because of a coin flip. You see, my morning show partner and I have decided that we let the flip of a quarter make major life decisions for us. I've never once considered stand-up comedy, but thanks to a coin flip, here I am. I've also never considered slashing someone's tires, but thanks to another coin flip, Lucas now has 2 flat tires. I'm beginning to see just how much joy this little coin flip thing could bring to my life. Now, if you could just hang on a moment, I'm going to flip the coin here. See if Lucas actually remains my morning show partner or not. So some have called it a dumpster fire, but I say 2020, it's more like an episode of Hoarders. I can hear the promo for it now. Excuse me a second. I need to get into my announcer voice. All right. On this episode of Hoarders, we find things never before seen. You'll have to wear a mask to get through it, and you won't want to touch anything. It's so bad, you won't want to look, but you won't be able to turn away. As we open the front door, you meet Rona, and you literally feel like you can't breathe. As we approach what could be the living room, we find Joe Exotic and Carol Baskin with the smell of cool cats and kittens. You begin to feel like you can't go anywhere, and the walls are closing in. Next, we find a layer of National Enquirers that speak of killer bees and military confirmation of UFOs. All track of time is lost. A calendar on the wall shows that March had 875 days. There's an entire room filled with toilet paper and cabinets of hand sanitizer. The only clothes to be found is a pair of food-stained and smelly pajamas. We find movie ticket stubs from Raiders of the Lost Ark and Goonies. Episode 2020 will spark controversy between family and friends and promises to be one you won't soon forget. So 2020, also the year that I found out I had chronic Lyme disease. So now if I get COVID, I get to have a case of Corona and Lyme. Sounds like I'm going to be the person everyone wants at their barbecue. 2020 also brought me a new morning show co-host from Kansas, who I secretly call the Scarecrow. If he only had a brain. Speaking of no brains, I'm the mom of two teenage boys. I've got a 19-year-old boy in the military. Let that sink in. 19 years old, a boy, military. He literally knows everything. It makes parenting so easy because I have a child that knows everything. As a matter of fact, he's wondering how I've made it this far in life since I clearly know nothing. My 16-year-old is in that fun, I don't need to shower, change my underwear, wear deodorant stage. And frankly, you know what? I'm okay with that. Why? Because I don't have to do a thing to keep the girls away. Honestly, I won't even let him hug me. One of the symptoms of Lyme disease is that you suffer brain fog. Okay, you often lose your train of thought. You can't find the words you're looking for. It can really make doing a morning show challenging. Thankfully, I know what my problem is. We still haven't found out an explanation for Lucas. Now, since I'm supposed to keep my stress levels down while I deal with Lyme disease, I'm going to go ahead and wrap this up. And to relieve some stress, I still have two more tires to go slash.
Now, I got to tell you, I am super surprised how good that was, because you did something in comedy that they call a retake, or a, what's it called? I forget what it's called.
I don't know what that was called. I call it something else, and it starts with an A and it ends with double L. Or an H and it ends with a double L.
I can tell you, you did. It's called recall. So in comedy, there's a recall. So you started, you mentioned the slashing the tires at the beginning, and then you did your routine, and then you came all the way back and you re-hit that again. That's called recall. That's a professional stand-up comic. That's what professional stand-up comics do. Mm-mm. You only got a few crickets, and that was just because you were talking about me. And I was over here dying laughing, but I hit the crickets anyways. I thought that was incredible. You did good.
I'm going to die.
I got to give you an A. I'm going to give you an A. Your stand-up comedy was right on point. So congratulations to Lorraine. Not only have you sang on the radio a song, you also have done 3 minutes of stand-up comedy. There's not too many people in the world that have done what you've done so far. And it's only because of the quarter told you to do it. So the quarter
And you've gone to the movie theater and watched Goonies.
I've done more than that. And
once again, one of these things is not like the other.
Well, the next flip is Monday, and it's my turn to flip to see whatever you want me to do, right?
Uh-huh.
So I'll just wait and find out what that is. Congratulations on your stand-up. I thought it was really good.